This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Thanks, President Trump. Yes, you heard me say it. Thanks, President Trump, for not throwing one of those big ones at Iran and starting a war. After a period of crazy back and forth with Iran, fueled by mouth breathers like John Bolton and other hawks, Trump has been transparent that he made the decision not to pull the trigger on a retaliatory strike on Iran. He didn't feel that potentially killing 150 Iranians was proportionate to the fact that Iran shot down an unmanned U.S. drone. I'm not ashamed to say it. Good call, Mr. President. Reading about his decision is an exercise in our own kind of personal restraint, because you can feel in each story the spin from the two-handed pundits on one hand and on the other, and the advocacy of the stone-cold hawks for more bombs and blood versus the folks holding up warning signs. From the report, it seems the generals were not even unanimous. Defense Department was run by part-timers and short-timers, giving the president less than confident advice. Secretary of State was a maybe, saying, sure, strike, but the sanctions are working. Normally, he's a wild hawk. The only thing predictable was that John Bolton, former temporary UN guy under George W. Bush, then Fox fighter, and now frighteningly the National Security Advisor, was, as always, Mr. Blood and Guts. Guy never met a missile he didn't love or a war he didn't want, whether it's looking for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq or claiming that the Iranian government is a terrorist site. An Iranian must have stolen his date for his high school prom or something. He's so unhinged about all of this that it must be personal somehow. The president is saying he was ready to push the button and then ask one more general what the kill count might be on the Iranian side and pull back when he heard 150 might die when we'd not lost one. Some analysts are carping about this story and trying to paint it as the usual Trump embellishment and fabrication, claiming that all assessments going to the president would have included a range of fatalities from the get-go. Others are saying the 150 was on the high end of the estimate of a strike on a missile site that might have been from zero to 150. Defenders and apologists are saying maybe Trump just wasn't listening earlier or paying attention. Some are saying that Trump thought perhaps the drone downing was a mistake and something done by a rogue commander. Who cares? He did the right thing. The advice was conflicting and the sources were unreliable. In this instance, he had the good judgment to keep the powder dry until he was confident. Furthermore, whatever the reason or instinct might have been, Trump was also right. This would not have been proportionate at 150 to zero. He was also right that it might have brought us closer to war. Let me add that, yet another war. Maybe it's the thing about even a stop clock is correct two times a day, but this call was the right one for President Trump for whatever reason, and we should thank him for doing the right thing. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.